There are a lot of reasons why it hasn't moved.
Councilmember Blondell Reynolds-Brown advocated strongly for the bill at a committee hearing in March, but has held the bill from a full council vote for more than 2 months.
There are a gazillion stakeholders, all who have very legitimate interests, and they're seeing this lead issue through their respective lenses.
Actually, half the stakeholders are children's health advocates who support the bill, but the other half are landlords who strongly oppose it. The bill would require lead-safe certification for rental housing built before 1978, when lead paint was banned. Currently, certificates are required only if children under 6 live in a unit, but that's led to a kind of legal discrimination. For example, Caitlin says her landlord declined to renew her lease when he found out she was pregnant.
I was frightened. I didn't know what I was going to do at such short notice and so late in my pregnancy.
Caitlin plans to testify at city council today, hoping to get the bill moving. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.